This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
I've got really strong, happy emotions right now because our next guest is in studio, and I've got to say, Warren, I'm very excited.
Me too.
Now, I would like to say that our next guest represented Ireland at last year's Eurovision Song Contest with her song, That's Rich. She's also been a dancing star very recently and is in Australia for the Australian Eurovision Preview Party Tour. Here to tell us more about all of it is Brooke. Brooke, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hello.
Welcome.
It is such a pleasure to have you in studio. Thank you so much for making the time.
Oh, I had to. This is, right, we'll just say this. This is my first time ever on Australian radio.
Warren,
whoa.
We're stoked.
We're honoured.
We're absolutely stoked.
And thank you for knocking back all those commercial offers just to come to us at Joy. We really appreciate it.
This is my favourite. How could I pass it? How could I pass?
Love it so very much. Let's talk about some of the really exciting stuff that's been happening for you because, as I mentioned in the intro, and if you didn't catch on, Brooke's just been on Dancing with the Stars.
Oof.
You've just finished up. You're in the finals.
I was.
What was that experience like?
Oh, it was intense. Like, it was crazy. We started rehearsing in November and then it goes the whole way through to March. So you would rehearse 4 hours on a Monday and then you do eight to 10 hours from Tuesday to Friday. Saturday's 9 to 5 and then Sunday is 7 to 9:30 at night.
I'm sweating just thinking about that.
I know. At the start, like when it was November and when we weren't in studio, I could go across to London and make more music and then I released Come Alive. But when it got hot and heavy, like there was no opportunity to do anything other than dance.
Is this the fittest you've ever been as a result?
Yeah. I mean, I'm making up for it here. Like, your fit is unreal.
I saw a TikTok yesterday that was like, never been to Australia, I don't know, 60 kilos, been in Australia for 4 days, 80
yeah.
kilos or something like that.
Yep,
so I guess that's weight. True.
Did you learn anything, in the experience with Dancing with the Stars other than just dancing? Like, what was the experience like?
Do you know what's so strange? Whenever I got used to dancing, the thought of singing made me scared. Which
really?
Is so bizarre. Like, I had my first gig in Perth there on, what day is today?
Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday, so it was on Sunday. Yep, okay. My days are all merging into one. This time difference is really kicking me in the backside. But, like, so we did my first gig, and I was, like, nervous, like, really nervous. But then when I got on, I was, like, nearly crying on stage because it just brought back all the emotions of what it felt like to perform. Because dancing's so different. You're not present when you're dancing. Your body takes over, and it's, like, you can't even see anything other than your partner. But when I'm on stage, I can literally see every face in the crowd, and the thought of that being so like not like distracted was like scary, but it was unreal. It was so good.
Do you think that, because I think that's really interesting the way that you describe dancing, it just kind of like takes over your body. Do you think that also like taught you how to be a little bit more carefree with the
You're hitting that nail on the head. You are. And I couldn't have put that any better myself. That's what I noticed. In Perth, it was like a different experience. It was like an out-of-body experience where I was like, I'm going to talk. Like, I never used to speak like on stage because I was like, nobody wants to hear what I have to say. And now that I've done Dancing with the Stars, it's like, I've done some really cool things. Like, people want to hear about that.
Totally.
So now I like get a lot more audience interaction. I love that. Yes, it's definitely changed my outlook.
People love hearing stories.
Yeah.
They really love it. Now, speaking of stories, you represented Ireland last year at Eurovision. No. We just want to know.
Tell us your deepest, darkest secrets.
What really happened? What was it like?
Do you know what? It was the best thing I've ever done to this day. And I'll meet Sheldon tonight. Sheldon represented you last year. Yeah.
Yep.
We're going to some tower that like the box is made of glass and it sits out from the building. And do you know what I'm talking?
It's like, maybe Eureka?
The Eureka tower.
Yes, that's the
Eureka.
One. I'm going to Eureka tonight.
Apparently there's a bit of a crack in the glass.
He's lying. He's 100% lying.
Why would you do that?
It's just Warren. That's Warren being Warren. The glass is totally fine.
Thank you.
Don't stress.
Thank you. Okay.
First radio interview and never again.
Never.
Australian radio interviews are not for me.
But it was crazy because even though you were singing in front of like 200 million people, you didn't, it didn't like take any effect on you whatsoever. I could have done that stretch with my eyes closed, hands tied behind my back and sitting on a chair. Like, honestly, we had done it like thousands of times because you'd done it a tour. You've done Madrid, Barcelona, London, Tel Aviv, Amsterdam. We did a big like European tour basically. Mm. And if I hadn't done that, it would have been scary. But because I had, I kind of was like muscle memory.
Love it. We're chatting to Irish Eurovision and Dancing with the Star, Brooke, about music, what's been happening, and of course Eurovision as well. And you are here in Australia for the Australian Eurovision Preview Party tour. Speaking of tours, what does it mean to you to get to do this here in Australia?
Oh, I actually, this is why I got emotional the other night. I was on stage in Perth and I was looking around and I could see people mouthing the words of my songs. And I was like, how does this happen? They were like passionately. I was like, oh, you might not know this one. This one's called Tongues. And people were like, everyone! I was like, are you serious? And then I kind of was like, this is crazy. Like, there was a part I got emotional on a song and had to like take a minute and everyone was like clapping. And it was just the most connected I'd ever been to an audience that wasn't in my own country.
Mm.
And it's just crazy. Like, we're playing River's Edge in Melbourne this Friday night. And it'll be like my second Australian concert, and I was scared at the start, but now that I've done one, I feel like we're very similar people. Our banter levels are the same.
I was gonna say the banter.
Yes,
because we cracking the glass banter. That's just
I was swearing so much when I got here. I was like, sorry, like, and they were like, no, we say that all the time. I was like, okay, perfect.
Now, you've played in Perth, you're playing Melbourne on Friday.
Yeah.
You've had some time to sort of look around Melbourne. Are you looking forward to the crowd, the Melbourne crowd?
I am. And we actually were in a restaurant last night in Chin Chin, like a Thai restaurant.
Wow, so you're really hitting up like the best restaurants in Melbourne.
Babe, I love this so much. The recommendations I've been getting. I can't remember where we at this morning, but it was fab too. But we, like, the waiter was like, oh my God, you represented, he was Irish. Everyone here is basically Irish.
It's true.
And he was like, oh my God, me and my friends are going to come on Friday. I was like, this is unreal. I got spotted more here than I do at home. A person came to see me at the airport to sign something too. I was like, this is not, I looked horrible. My t-shirt was back to front. It was horrendous. I think, oh God.
Well, this is the thing about Australia. And I don't know if you can try and maybe give some insight, because I don't get it, but we are so into Eurovision. Australia just has such a huge Eurovision culture. We even have like a whole show on Joy that's just for Eurovision. So like, you would have been highlighted for a whole show probably.
Oh, and my
so it makes sense that Australian audiences know you, because we do have this fascination. What do you think it is? Do you think we're just jealous we're not in Europe?
No, it's not that. It's not that. Having been here for such a short amount of time, yous encapsulate everything that Eurovision is.
Right.
Yous don't care. I'm sorry. Yous don't care about anything. It's like, I'll be all right. And I'm like, whoa. I was going to the airport and I was like, oh, I think there's liquids in my bag. Sorry. She goes, I'll be all right. Like, it's grand. I was like, okay. It was just like, honestly, it's the most easygoing. People are just walking down the street dancing. And I've never met people that are more friendly. We just stopped at like a servar. Sorry. I'm doing your language here. You just abbreviate
You're doing
everything.
Quite well. I like it.
Oh, thank you. I've been practicing. But she just stopped and talked to us for about 10 minutes. And I was like, you would not get this at an Apple Green in Belfast.
There you go.
So what's, have you got new music coming up?
Do you know what? I actually do. And I know that I've been here. I really want to get, like, I feel like I just want to take a bite out of the Australian market and try and get in with some Australian producers.
Love it.
Like, obviously, that's now the goal, having been here. Like, this is just so me. And we've nearly fell in love with your country. Like, I'm not joking. At the start, when I heard I was coming to Australia, I was like, oh, my family, like, live there. People I haven't seen in years are in Sydney. But Perth did something to me. Now Melbourne's doing, like, it's just, I don't want to go home. I really don't. Well, I don't think that's legal, but I'll see what I can do.
I've said it on radio too, sorry.
Sorry.
Now, you mentioned that you were just in Perth, and obviously you're falling in love with the city of Melbourne as well, because, you know, Chin Chin, Eureka. You're making good food choices, which I love. Is there something else, you know, in Australia that you're like, oh, I must go and do that. I must go and see a this or a that or a...
My TikTok's full of koalas. Sorry, and I have a koala pillow and blanket. Aww. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I feel like that's something I want to do, but I don't know where to go.
Go to Healesville Sanctuary.
What, really? Here?
Yeah, if you've got a couple of days while you're in Melbourne, yeah, it's a great place.
You'll be able to hug one.
Ronan's getting his notes out. I can see. Ronan's my manager, my momager. So he has like this notes of like things we have to do.
We'll give you a list of places you can see koalas.
Guys, I'm going to AFL on Thursday.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I knew you'd get a reaction for that one. Yeah. I've no idea who I'm seeing. Like a purple team.
Okay.
The
purple team.
They are the Freo. I can't remember. It's like a CH. I can't remember. Sorry, I have all the fans. The Dockers.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Dockers, exactly who it is.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. All right. Well, that's something to tick off your bucket list. Koalas.
Yeah.
We'll get you covered about where you can see koalas.
Thank you.
And we'll give you a couple of other restaurant recommendations.
Anything else?
No, just do you know any Australian producers?
Well, okay, yeah, we actually might be able to hook you up.
Fabulous, guys.
No, it's been great chatting with you. We're very excited for you, Brooke. Thank you so much for joining us on Joy Drive this afternoon.
Thank you. Incredible.
Brooke is in Australia for the Australian preview parties. For more info, you can head to ogaeaustralia.com.
Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.